This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Listen, we do darting across Connecticut. We've gone to a couple of dozen cities and towns in Connecticut, and we're going to try to get to all 169, and we try to follow up with people. And Peter Sorensen, he's the town historian for Enfield. And I saw, I communicate with a lot of people through text, through social media, and he reached out because their funding didn't just get cut. It got slashed by, 75% or what have you. And we're going to reach out to the town. We're going to try to get a response from them as well. So this is going to try to we'll make sure that we're equal time and balanced, as we always try to be. But Peter joins us now on Brian and Company to just talk it out a little bit. I didn't know how much the financial situation was in the town of Enfield. Peter, good morning. How are you?
Yeah, very good. Thanks, Brian.
So explain to us what happened.
Well, historically, we've been gifted about $26,000 per year from the town to help defray operating costs and to help us keep our multiple museums open to the public, as well as allow the school kids to come through for their annual tours to learn a little bit more about local history. And this year, we were kind of caught off guard because our annual $26,000 gift became reduced to $6,000. And that happened without any kind of explanation from the town or any reasoning as to such a drastic cut. So we were a little caught off guard, especially in light of some of the good works that we've been doing over the last 3 years, during which time I've assumed the presidency of the Enfield Historical Society, as well as managing our multiple museums. So
Have you gotten any subsequent explanation from anybody with the town?
Well, from some reporters have looked into it, and I've gotten some feedback, and a lot of it seems to be kind of retribution or financial retribution, because we at one point had considered selling one of our historic house museums, which was a financial burden on the society itself. And, you know, only a handful of people were coming through. So it really didn't fit into our strategic plan insofar as how we're trying to address the needs, historical needs of the townspeople, the people that we serve in the community. But we put that decision on hold until January 2026, where it'll come back up for discussion by our board. But the town didn't seem to be very, very happy about the fact that we were doing it. So in some ways, we're being penalized for a decision that we haven't made, instead of being, you know, gifted monies for all of the good works that we have done.
But I mean, have you had a meeting with the town manager or anything like this? Just get
an off the books meeting, if you will, with the town manager and some other interested individuals, where they offered to purchase the historical museum from us for a dollar and run it themselves, which didn't really seem to make sense in light of how they've addressed some of the other historical buildings within the town itself. Most of those have fallen to being dismantled and deconstructed. So we didn't want to do that. And in our past history, you know, the same building that we're occupying right now, which is the old town hall, that was slated for destruction at some point until the historical society itself came in and saved that building, basically rebuilt the foundation and rebuilt the building so that it was no longer in disrepair. So we've been good stewards of history, and unfortunately we're being penalized again for a decision we haven't yet made.
We're talking with Peter Sorensen, who runs the Historical Society in Enfield, about their budget cuts. I'm curious, what if this follows through, I mean, and you get six as opposed to 25,000, what does that mean for what you do?
Well, you know, it's devastating. I mean, it takes a lot of big sales to make up $20,000. And in the grand scheme, you know, it kind of reflects how the town views history. Ourselves as the only organization within the town that really archives and exposes and distributes and educates about town history, we feel like the town doesn't value what we do. And in light of the fact that they have also, the town council has also voted to spend over $600,000 on pickleball courts in the town, it makes one's head spin. You know, what are the priorities here?
So, I mean, I'm pro pickleball. I'm pro people being outside, but, you know,
sure.
$20,000, you know, when you're spending that on that, it makes it, that's a fair argument. I mean, so it's not like the town is in some fiscal crisis.
Well, one would think they must be because they've defunded the Historical Society and they've defunded multiple social service organizations as well, even going so far as to cut out any funds for the warming center. So, you know, Lowe's and Fishers had been defunded. Other organizations have been drastically cut. So on the outside, anyone looking at the town would say this place is in bad shape. But then when you take a look at what they are spending money on, one has to begin to wonder why and are there reasons for those expenditures and for the non-expenditures.
And this is a done deal, no chance of reversal.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Ah, DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
The only thing that might help would be public pressure or you know, people being aghast at the fact that the town has set these kind of priorities for themselves. It's difficult for me to consider how a business or anyone who's looking to relocate would take a look at the town and say, hey, this is the kind of town I really want to relocate either my business or my kids to, when they set these kind of priorities, when they, you know, defund heavily education 2024 and then in 2025 just hammer the heck out of the nonprofit. So, you know, it's not attractive.
Yeah. Well, we're going to reach out to the town to see what they have to say, because honestly, it's not a big number, you know, and
no, and
I just think that these kind of organizations in an old state like Connecticut are so worth it, even if it's a loss leader. Who cares? I mean, honestly, it's not like you're throwing lavish dinner parties and eating steak and $100 bottles of wine with this money.
Yeah. And the other thing is that the individuals who come through our museum, our main museum in the Old Town Hall, which is open on Sundays from 1 to 5, they're blown away by the quality and the quantity we have. And, you know, we've got a lot of other initiatives that we would rather focus on, like creating a young historians society so that we can begin to educate kids, let's say, from 8 to 16 on local history. We'd rather focus on that and bring new ideas and new innovations into the museum itself and to make it more accessible. But now we have to focus on a major $20,000 shortfall.
Yeah.
It's unexpected.
Peter, let's stay in touch. Sure. Sorry for the situation. And instead, we'll try to, you know, who should we talk to in the town? Should it be the town manager? Like, who's the person to talk to?
Well, I mean, the town manager is new, but he's been here before, so he's familiar with the past history of how the town has dealt with the Historical Society and the museum itself, which we don't have a lease on anymore because it expired and the town doesn't want to give us a lease on the building. But I would say reach out to the town manager, certainly assistant town manager. You can speak to the mayor of the town and try to find out what his reasoning is to defund the society itself.
Yeah. It's a lot of hot politics in Enfield, I'll tell you.
Oh, God, yeah.
So we'll figure it out. We're nonpartisan here, so we're really just trying to advocate for you. Peter, thanks for the time, and let's keep talking.
Okay, thanks, Brian. Appreciate it.
All right, Peter Sorensen, again, who runs the Historical Society in Enfield. The town cut their funding from 25 down to 6.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.